This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
And this morning, as President of Joy and lead host of SatMag, I want to thank all of our guests for being available in this most challenging of years. Also, our incredible Joy staff and volunteers who've kept us on air, and our members and listeners who've made SatMag the most downloaded show on Joy Podcasts. Our running download total since counting started is north of 450,000. Thank you so much. The pro-vaccination Saturday magazine starts now on Joy 94.9. Official vaccine ambassadors, stay with us, and you know what? Go and get jabbed.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre, streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app. Of course, podcasts as well. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. And we always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. Radio made by us, for us. Now, this is our last live show for the year. Paul and I will be here next Saturday on Christmas Day, bringing you our sixth, our sixth special Christmas Day broadcast with some cool guests. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for Saturday Magazine is Tass, who's also known sometimes as my conscience.
Ah, good morning, Macca.
Morning. Now, Tass, like me, is looking forward to some time off.
Oh.
Tass, after today, won't join us on air until the first show in February. That's 7 weeks.
Well, you can't count the next 2 weeks because why not? It's Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and you know, you do your special, you do your usual special. So that's in lieu of a regular Saturday magazine.
Well, I'm counting them.
I'm not sure what happens on New Year's Day, but I'll certainly still be in bed.
I will get to that in a moment.
And then, of course, in January, I'm going to be on leave.
That's right. So it's 7 weeks, listeners. He's deserting us for 7 weeks.
Well, maybe I could listen in and send you some rude texts.
You could.
Now, you never read them out anyway.
We've also got Paul multitasking on panel. Gordon is getting ready to do our podcast or perhaps to get on a plane, I'm not sure. Fiona's on the beach somewhere doing our socials. So I thought, New Year's Day, the 1st of January, we do a reprise show of the most popular podcast downloads for the year. Now, I want listeners, tell us what they think the most popular podcast download for Saturday Magazine was for 2021. I'll give you a clue as a politician. So let us know who you think it might be. My co-hosts in January, so January the 8th will be Katie Purvis from Miss Chatelaine. Then on the 15th, Michael Veitch, the comedian and actor. On the 22nd of January, it'll be Ange Barry, our CEO. And on the 29th of January, Senator Dean Smith from Western Australia. So that's who you've been replaced by, Tass.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
No comment on that?
I'm irreplaceable, Macca.
Of course. Of
course. Look, Macca, we all need to take a break, and you'll take a break at some point as well, no doubt. But we, so essentially, New Year's Day is a break for you because it'll be...
Yes, so yeah, basically, so after the show today, I will record an introduction to, a quick introduction to each of those podcast episodes. Gordon will then edit them and put them together with the podcast episode.
Isn't Gordon great with the editing?
He is, and then they'll be uploaded somehow. I don't know. Paul will wave his wand or... Somehow they'll get uploaded for New Year's Day, but that's a week or two off. So,
so yeah. How's your week been, Macca?
Look, pretty good. It's been a busy week. It hasn't been quiet. There's been a lot going on.
I went out for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I went out to a lovely city restaurant. Had fabulous Asian food.
Mm.
It was just so good. Cost an arm and a leg, but...
Oh, well.
You know.
Let's, you know, you probably haven't been spending money on as many things. A lot of people haven't. You look at...
you'd be surprised. This week I've had to pay for the lights. I've had to pay for the car to get serviced.
An outside shower.
Yeah, it's a bit of indulgence, that one.
Mm.
yes, it just goes on and on and on. But, look, you know, that's what we work for, really, isn't it?
What will the wildlife at Dalesford think when they, you know, on a cold morning in a hot shower, it'll be like gorillas in the mist, won't it?
Well, the shower's only been there for, like, 2 days.
I know, so when it's cold...
And I've already used it 4 times.
Oh, right. Just so our listeners know, Tass has a bit of a fetish for this outside shower. He's wanted one for years.
Yeah, I love it.
And he's now got one. Actually, it'd be good for...
I did something else during the week.
It'd be good for washing patch.
Oh, yeah. You can do that. I did something else during the week, which was great. So I've had a couple of events that have involved hanging around mass groups of people. On Wednesday night, I went to the penultimate concert of the Cat Empire at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Oh. And it was fantastic. I mean, those guys are fantastic. What a show. What energy. You know, really good quality, funky rock, jazz, lots of sexy guys. It was just fantastic. Great concert. So we took a little rug and some
rug.
You know, cheese and bickies and pickles and some beverages, and it was just lovely, actually. Really, really lovely. Good to be outdoors, good to be listening to live music, and good to be with real people.
Well, I had a we had a Joy Board dinner on Thursday night, and up at a French bistro a bit further up Fitzroy Street, and I was... not surprised. I was just really pleased to see so many people out and about, and of course all the hospital, the food and drink venues, you know, back from here, back from the Pride Centre, back towards St Kilda Road. If you'd actually wanted to eat outside on Thursday night, you would have struggled to get a seat.
Yeah, you would.
It was packed.
Yeah,
and also inside. So it was really nice to see that, you know, and some activity returning.
Macca, I've just had a message from one of our listeners, Jules. Jules from Seddon, who asks, who is Patch? Well, Jules, for your information, Patch is Macca's dog.
A greyhound.
I don't have a pet. The only pet I have is my partner.
Yes. And I should tell you...
Hello, Jules. Lots of love to you and to your clan and the women in your life.
And, you know, when Tass visits my place, Jules... You know, when he comes in, he goes, hello, dog. Now, as opposed to Fiona's dog, Baz.
Yeah, but that's cute.
You know.
Little Bazzy.
Little ball of fluff. Tass actually pats it, and whereas with Patch, he just goes, hello, dog.
Okay, Macca.
How rude is that?
Macca, let's move on. We've got to just quickly run through today's show. So, first cab off the rank is an interview which we have to confess is a pre-record. We did do this yesterday, but it is with the one and only the doyen of political journalism, Michelle Grattan, the wonderful Michelle Grattan.
So we recorded it yesterday because that was when Michelle was available. And
isn't she great, though?
She is, and we normally do not pre-record interviews. We like...
We go live.
We like live interviews.
But all you've got to do, it's like sort of lighting the match, just goes.
Oh, yes, it does. And so when people are listening to that, there's... she makes a couple of references, or one or two references, actually there is a couple, to the day before. And once she said Thursday, so...
Yeah, she wanted us to clean that out, but we don't know how, so...
And we actually... No, we actually...
Well, we don't, Macca. You and I don't know how to do any of that.
Gordon's...
You and I have never pressed a button in our lives.
Oh, no, I have.
Oh, I don't believe
it. I have, haven't I, Paul?
Okay, right straight after Michelle Grattan, we have the federal member for Wills, Beyond the Tofu Fence, Macca.
Beyond
the Tofu Fence.
The Tofu Fence might run down the middle of it because...
Oh, I've got no idea.
Because... That seat is a competition between Labor and the Greens. So
Peter Killil, federal member for Wills.
Hang on, while we're talking about the Greens, Adam Bant did a tweet yesterday.
I'm not on Twitter, Macca. What did he say?
Congratulating all the students, you know, for their, you know, their exams and their ATAR scores and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that whatever they do in the next couple of years, and he gave a couple of examples. And one of them was, you know, even if you spend the next year smoking weed.
Really?
And I was listening on...
He's not encouraging those sorts of behaviours.
Well, I don't know. Well, I was at Vote Green. I didn't think he was advocating to smoke it. And anyway, Tony Jones on 3AW went into a meltdown. I was just driving in the car. Went into a complete meltdown. And of course, I was going to ring in... And to their talk back and say, well, Tony, you work in the entertainment industry. Tell me that no one there does drugs. You know, don't get self-righteous. But I thought, you know, I'm not sure it was the best thing for Adam Bant to be advocating.
No.
You know, everyone get on the chuff the next 12 months.
No, I'm with you on that.
Now, there's one other thing I didn't say last week, but someone stole my hose reel from the front yard.
You shouldn't leave it out there, Macca. What do you expect?
But what they did is, you know how it's the tap has a hose that connects to the hose reel. So they actually didn't take the hose that connects to the hose reel. They took the hose reel with the hose. Anyway, last night when I was walking Patch...
Oh, you found it?
I found it.
On the street or in someone's yard?
On someone's property.
Aha. Did you go and disconnect it and take it home?
It is back home, and I will be speaking with those people today.
So you should.
When I wrap the hose around them.
So you should.
They stole my bloody hose reel.
Okay, Macca, straight after Peter Killil, we have Jenna Price.
Yes.
Jenna Price is a Fairfax journalist, and we are going to have a chat with Jenna Price about the status of independence in the coming federal election. Mm. Straight after that, we're going to have a chat with Nevena Spirovska, who's one of the co-conveners of the Victorian Pride Lobby, and yourself, Macca, to do a bit of a reflection debrief.
I'm not a co-convener.
No, you're not, but we're going to do a bit of a debrief on the Victoria Police Town Hall event that took place here last week. Followed up with a conversation with Ange Barry. We're just going to find out what's happened in the studio during the course of the year. And, of course, the Community Broadcasting Association Annual Awards Program gave this very studio an award. So we'll find out all about that award as well. We have a message here from 317. Good morning, 317. Love you to bits. The question that 317 asks is, does Patch bite or gnarl at Tass? Dogs are very intuitive. Actually, the answer to that is neither.
No.
Patch does nothing ever.
Yeah, he just sleeps. But he does acknowledge people, but he knows that Tass is somewhat indifferent to him.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.